This week on the Glass Cannon Podcast.
Most D&D games is mostly just arguing.
A simple question.
What did we rule on?
I have a system that I think will work.
Will turn into a recording studio encounter.
I just can't allow quadruple damage.
Of course. No, but that's the whole thing.
No, that doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
Unlike any we've seen before.
But that's the actual critical. That's according to the rules.
Troy hates any time the players are happy.
This is like
furious.
Last thing I'll say.
Will the Glass Cannon crew continue the adventure?
Guys, thanks for listening to the last episode of Glass Cannon Podcast, where we tear Troy limb from limb at the end of it.
Find out right now.
Gary, Felicia, Ben Vereen, Reginald. These are the names of noble creatures whose aim in life is to assist us, to make our lives easier, to make our packs lighter. And then we meet these godforsaken river drakes. What a bunch of jerks. I wonder what their names are. Donald Trump? Adolf Hitler? Tiffany? We may never know, because none of us have wild empathy. But we also just may never know because maybe they don't have names, and hopefully that means that they don't draw crit cards. We do know that the best way to help out the Glass Cannon Podcast is to leave a written and starred review on iTunes. It's the best way to give us visibility. We'd really appreciate it if you guys had the time, if you could leave one for us. Without further ado, Episode 35, Draking Bad.
Did you guys even notice while you were setting up that I laid everything on a map so now you can see the map of the cave?
Oh!
I actually didn't notice that.
I know you
know.
I
totally missed it.
Isn't that cool? So this was...
I thought you were just wiping up a spill or something.
Right.
You put down...
The map actually looks like a spill.
It does.
It's very amoeba-like.
It's a Rorschach test, actually. I see a butterfly.
I see penises.
This is... down here is where the water was. Then you walk to the mouth of the cave, and there is everyone's favorite frontline fighter, Gormley Call.
Once again.
Up to her old tricks.
Gormley in the van.
Well, we better hope Gormley rolls a high initiative, because this giant river drake just made its presence known, and the only thing bigger than him is his shadow roll for initiative.
Oh, man.
A shadow rat?
No, please, don't
be a
shadow drake.
Three swarms of shadow rats behind him.
Ooh.
All right, who got over 30? Just the alpha drake?
Oh, fuck off. I rolled 19. I'll volunteer that right now.
Okay.
Wow.
Good job.
Galabras.
All right. And Lork.
9 for Lork.
Oh, boy.
15 for Gormley.
Ooh. Baron.
6.
And 7 for...
7 for Ben Vereen.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Ben Vereen doesn't have a better initiative. He is very
light
on his
feet.
I've
rolled a 2 and then a 3 for his initiative rolls.
Okay. The Drake... rounds the corner and spits caustic mucus at Gormley. And Gormley, you remember being on the crow's nest. You saw like a giant vat of that come out of its mouth and it soaked you in the crow's nest. This is twice the size of that.
Oh, oh God. Man. It's totally Wayne Knighting you.
Roll a
Troy.
You know who doesn't get that reference?
Get no.
He's from Seinfeld. Roll.
He's been in other
you
things,
nailed it,
too.
Troy, you
Newman.
Nailed it.
He's been in other things as well.
Roll, stop putting off Gormley's death.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Roll a DC 17 reflex save.
Don't tell him oh, God, he's going to roll a 32.
Ooh!
Yeah! 23.
Yeah.
So you are not entangled,
23 back row.
And you only take 7 points of acid damage.
That's not bad.
Lucky.
You're great.
As opposed to...
Lucky.
Charge in.
14 points of acid damage.
All right.
I'd recommend a charge here.
Spits. Unfortunately, the horse, Reginald, gets doused in acid.
No!
No!
And it is entangled in the acid as well.
So and it's like screaming.
It took 14 points
of damage.
God!
What do you have against this horse?
Luckily, Gormley was in the way, so it didn't get in its like face and eyes, but it's all its hindquarters. This beautiful horse is now forever scarred.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That beautiful horse's ass.
You beautiful horse's ass.
I'm talking to you, Troy. You look really good today.
You look directly into my eyes.
Yeah, you're a beautiful horse's ass.
It's Gormley. It says Galabras' turn.
I'm going to lean down and pet little Ben Vereen.
Yes!
Say, good luck, my furry little friend.
Yes.
Bit of luck to Ben Vereen.
Yes!
He needs all the luck he can get.
That is great.
That is fantastic. Got a fifth party member now. All right, Gormley.
So, the horse is entangled. Can I do anything to help free it?
I believe so. As a full round action, you can help pry it from the its entangled position.
Otherwise, it remains entangled?
Yes, it will remain entangled until it attempts to get out of there.
And it will probably attempt on its...
It would probably attempt on its turn, but it could fail. It got pretty effed up. You basically... It has to roll another... When you fail that reflex save, you have to roll another reflex save, or you're still entangled. And if you fail that reflex save, you're going to take more acid damage.
Oh, shit. So, okay, then I'm going to spend the action to free it from the entanglement.
Okay.
I'm going to go behind it. Oh, no, I have to spend the action. I can't move.
Okay. So full attack action, you pry its legs out of the acid. You kind of go around and get it, and now it is able to move. But it's nestling up against you, and it's scared. It's shaking. The whole horse is shaking like a scared cat. Lork, the orc.
Lork is going to... He's actually going to move to, around to the... So the cave basically turns to his left, and the creature is down that tunnel, right?
Yes.
So he can't see it. So Lork is actually going to move over to the right, to the rear of that turn. So his back is to the wall, and he's as far as he can be from the dragon wall, or the...
So you're going to be even behind Gormley and the horse.
Yeah, exactly. Like, well, and to sort of to the side of the horse, so that there's... Yeah, show me where the horse is.
So what you guys saw before, by the way, was a huge shadow on the wall, and then all of a sudden just a bunch of acid just fly out of nowhere and hit Gormley and Reginald.
Right, you hear the horse scream, and Gormley like, that's all you see. So you move behind them.
No, you know what? I'll do that, and then I'll take a shot.
Okay.
The horse is in your way, so all those...
Yeah, so he gets +4 to AC.
The Drake gets a +4 to AC because you're shooting through the horse's square.
Right.
Okay. First roll.
15.
Miss. Oh, you can't do anymore because you moved to get there. Okay. Lork is setting himself up for some rapid shot. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ben Vereen.
So Lork is going to... I mean, he can't really do anything with your bit of luck. She's too far away.
To push him?
You could hold.
So he'll ready in action. Actually, he'll just hold.
Ben Vereen.
Well, can I make him hold? He's not that intelligent.
He's not going to take a roll.
Try and command him from there?
I can't. I don't want to command him to attack. I don't want him to run up the hallway against that thing.
It will kill him.
Yeah. So I'm thinking maybe because he's got the bit of luck. I'll just ready in action. And if he sees that thing, he'll move and attack.
What's a
charge?
What's Ben's movement?
30 feet.
Okay. Yeah. If he gets within 30 feet, he'll run at him. And
yeah.
I guess that's fair. I mean, it's your animal companion. You can tell it to hold.
It's up to you.
Yeah, I'll allow it.
I mean, the other... Yeah.
I'll allow it because it's 99% it's going to die this if you charge it to attack.
Yeah.
Baron.
Well, also, you know what?
What do you think?
I should just roll for it, I guess.
Roll to tell it to
hold? To push it, because I didn't even roll to push it.
Yeah, but you're not... You're just holding the action.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, yeah. I'll hold it.
Baron.
Baron's going to fucking low-key walk along the wall to the right angle where the Drake can't see it, and he can't see the Drake, but he knows around the corner because he's a man and he sees the shadow.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to throw his net at him as soon as he goes by.
Ah, so you're just prepping
mm-hmm.
the net
yep.
To try and throw on the Drake. Very interesting. Round two. It is.
I'm actually going to take one step further.
Yep. Bold move. This is a giant Drake, and it pounces towards Gormley. As it passes Jesus. Through, what do you do?
I throw a fucking net at it. And
please get it. Wait, you know what?
Bottle cap.
Oh, shit.
Really? On the
bottle
net?
Cap. Okay.
Do you remember what that's from?
Yeah, this is from when Gormley went to go see her old flame.
Oh, that was a good
Oh, yeah,
part.
Yeah.
I remember right. that.
I hope,
what's his name? Kesson
I hope it's
Plum?
Worth it.
Kesson?
Well, you know what?
This thing in a net?
I just feel
it's
bad.
Pretty worth it.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's worth it. Like, if
give me another D20,
but you've been
please.
Holding it.
Yeah, but
I guess not that long. Only about three
all
or four
right, guys.
Episodes.
This is for the, let me just say, I never said it on air, incredible role-playing that was done by Matthew, Capitacasa,
yep.
and Troy yes. as a combo unit.
Let's do justice to that. Let's pay homage to that. Oh, they're both great
15
rolls.
And an 18, so that's plus 8, so 26 to hit.
The net entangles the
yeah.
Drake.
Yes!
And the Drake now takes...
It can only move at half speed, and it cannot charge or run. So it stops.
So it interrupted the pounce.
It stopped its action right there.
Negative two penalty on attack rolls, and a negative four penalty on dexterity.
On dex, yep. So its AC goes down as well.
Amazing.
So it stops its action right there and turns to face you, Baron.
Well, wait. Ben Vereen gets to go. Well,
yeah.
Because he readied an
yeah,
action.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So if he thought he was going to charge, so let me just see if he I can push him. I did not. It didn't work.
He goes, oh?
All right, so you try to push Ben Vereen.
He hesitated. He doesn't know what to do.
Okay, so the Drake stops there and attempts to bite Baron with a minus two to attack. And it is going to try and power attack. And it misses the bite. And it's just...
So it has reach because it's currently 5 feet away from me.
Yeah, it's a large creature.
Okay.
It has a 10-foot reach. And it is Galabras' turn.
I'm realizing now that my second level spells that I prepared for the day, Calm Emotions and Zone of Truth, are probably not going to be of much use.
Oh, man. This is the thing about preparing spells that I hate.
Yeah. It's like, if we thought this Drake was lying about something... We could call it out, but...
I don't think it likes horse meat as much as it says it does.
Yeah. Tell the truth! So I'm going, in lieu of anything useful, I'm going to move up to Lork and use my second level domain spell and cast Aid.
Oh, nice.
So that's 1d8 plus 2...
Temporary
Jones. Ah, 10.
10?
Right. Yes. 10 temporary hit points.
That's amazing. You get plus 1 to hit and plus 1 to damage.
To who? Lork?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Fucking A, Galabras.
You have to get in that melee.
Gormley, you're up.
All right. Here's what I want to do, and you tell me if I can do it. I want to mount Reginald.
Oh, wait. No, sorry. I'm sorry. 1d8 plus 3. So it's...
11.
Yeah.
And are you sure the 8 is plus 1 to damage too? I thought it was just
no,
to hit.
Yeah, it's just a hit.
Just a hit.
And
okay.
morale bonus against fear effects.
Okay. I'm not afraid.
All right, Gormley.
So here's what I want to do, and you tell me if I can do it.
I'm listening.
I want to mount Reginald.
Go on.
Which is a move action.
Okay.
And then, well, I want to double move and get out of there.
With Reginald.
With Reginald.
Well, that would have to be, I think, a fast mount.
So
which
I
is
to,
a ride
I can roll
check.
For it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to do a ride check. You tell me what you roll.
It's a DC.
Oh.
Is it a DC 10?
The chart I'm looking at says DC 20. Am I right on that?
Spur mount is DC 15 ride check. Fast mount is DC 20.
Wow.
Yeah,
right.
Wow.
Here.
Well, it's, you know, right in the middle of combat, it's tough to just mount a horse.
So fast mount is DC 20.
So here's what
it's also probably not saddled. It's definitely not, it's not saddled. It was pulled out of the stable.
Yeah.
So what does that affect my ride?
Yeah, it's a minus five to your ride checks. Well, like for stuff while you're riding it, not to mount it at all. All
right. I'm going to mount Reginald.
Holy shit.
And I'm going to cast Ill Omen from the horseback on the
All right, roll the ride check to see if you can get him out of there. Otherwise, you're
I'm not moving.
Oh, you're just trying to mount it.
I'm move action getting on it and then casting the spell.
No, you have to roll to get on it.
The fast mount is still a DC 20.
A regular mount is a move action. That's a ride check?
I thought it was. Why do they have fast mount as a thing? If you
fast mount is to...
Oh, as a free action. If you want to do it as a free action. Okay, so as a move action, you can just do it automatically.
So you mount the horse and just boom, cast Ill Omen on the Drake.
Yeah.
Keep me honest and remind me to do the disadvantage. All right, Lork.
All right, Lork is going to, with the aid, he feels all buffed up, and he's going to move, he's going to pull out his falchion and move up and attack this thing.
Oh, okay. You can get all the way up, and it's John.
It's got all the strength now, yeah, so. Exertion.
Ben, come and help me!
He attacks and misses.
Shit. You're sure? Because it has a minus two to its AC right now with the minus four dex.
This was 15.
That is a hit.
Hey.
Oh,
hey.
That's why I asked.
All right. All right.
The net is the real MVP here.
That's true.
Yeah.
The net gets a bottle.
Definitely use that bottle cap. And 8 points of damage.
8 points of damage.
And I'm going to push Ben Vereen to attack once again.
It is so. Ben Vereen's turn, so you may.
What's the damage dice on the Falcon?
No, I think it's Baron's turn.
No, it goes Lork,
Ben Vereen, Baron. Oh, because he moved.
No, Ben Vereen has a 7, Baron has a 6.
Yeah, Ben Vereen tried to attack before me. And
no, he held, and he readied an action, and he went after Baron, so he moves in the order.
Oh, so he moves to...
Yeah, so now Baron's
before up. Galabras?
After
Baron moved Baron. Up because of the whatever the because guy did.
Because
it's round two. So Ben Baron, held. I see. So Baron goes before the Drake now, and then so it goes Baron, Ben Vereen, then the Drake.
Yeah.
So now it's round three, and it's Baron's turn.
Baron's gonna shoot this Drake, the second Drake in recorded history to be shot. Critical threat.
Oh!
Oh! Oh, with a gun.
Do it.
Amazing.
Wait. What have we decided? What did we rule on?
I have a system that I think will work. Let's see if it confirms.
Oh, also, wait a minute. And you got to take minus four to confirm, right? Because we're all in melee right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just take the minus four to confirm. And if we confirm,
that fucking 20.
Okay.
So what do you think?
So we were saying that taking it's a times four critical. So ordinarily you get like you'd multiply whatever damage you roll by four, but we're using the cards. So that seems underpowered to pick three cards and pick the best one. Mm-hmm. So my suggestion was that you pick two cards and double whatever damage it says on the card that you choose.
So what if the card says double damage? Then you get times four damage.
Right.
Well, his gun does times four.
Right.
Do you want him just do the times four damage? I'm sure he'd happy to just
do that. But he gets two cards, so the odds of him doing quadruple damage is it's going to
and having
always,
another effect.
It's going right. to
No. It is very rare on those cards to see double damage.
Yeah, it doesn't. There does. No, there aren't
not.
A lot.
It's
of,
most likely that you see double damage.
No. It's not. I think it's like a 50-50 well, you know shot. It's
I shouldn't 50, talk about it because I never see them.
Yeah, right. You don't know. How would you know?
I'm gonna take this under advisement, but instead of making a on the spot call, because if think, you do get quadruple damage and an ability drain or something like that, that makes it so incredibly.
But that's how
I
it should
to
be.
Hit a
like,
20
he
with
has
this.
To get a 20. It's not a 19
differentiation.
To 20.
On
and
the
20. Think also the other disadvantage. I have misfire and I have a 20-foot fucking effective range, so
right.
I have to be
right.
up in there.
Right.
So you rolled a 20 on the 20?
Yes.
Like mm-hmm. a. Adjusted rolled or you rolled?
No, he rolled
natural
a natural 20, 20 on
and then I rolled
the
a 16
roll.
Plus 8 minus 4.
Oh, so you didn't roll it. You didn't roll it. It's not like rolling two 20s, though.
No.
You get the extra card.
What, no.
You don't get the extra card for rolling
Look,
an adjusted
I,
20.
I put a lot of thought into this. As a DM, if he was in my game, I would completely let him do this.
I just can't allow quadruple damage and
of course effect. No, that's but that's the whole thing. The cards are meant to benefit the players. That's the whole point.
Right.
You know? I mean, absolutely, you can do whatever you want.
Right. No, I
would
hear
absolutely,
you.
I would absolutely let him do this.
I just don't like making rule changes mid-game, but I do hear what you're saying.
Well, I mean, we just didn't talk about this.
I know, we should have.
But and we all agreed that the system we were doing was way underpowered.
Right, but now that one's too overpowered, because Joe is
it's
right.
It's not.
There
I don't think it is overpowered.
There are
why don't you just take four
there
times
aren't
damage?
That many, there aren't that many.
Why don't you just not take a card?
Or we could just
roll
let
eight
it,
damage we and times it by four.
We could let it roll and let the internet decide.
So wait, you would normally take, what, three cards?
I did.
I think that is underpowered.
Right.
The way it's worked out.
I absolutely agree that that's underpowered.
Right.
But taking two cards and...
This is better than the presidential
Why don't you take one card and double it?
Or I was going to say compromise measure, why don't you max it out at three times damage?
No. I mean...
So explain it. Let Skid talk uninterrupted and explain it. And then
I understand what he's saying.
The whole point of the cards is that they're supposed to be more potent than an ordinary critical anyway.
Right.
And his weapon has the most potent critical ability in the entire game.
Right.
You're not going to get a more potent critical than this. So
and a more gimped weapon, other terms.
Yeah,
like
and
versus
it has
arrow.
A lot of shortcomings like besides that. So,
but he's also more likely.
And we talked about this. We talked about this with Steve. We talked about the Steve the Dice Nerd on Twitter.
Right.
He agreed. He said the same thing. Like he said, and a couple of other people agreed. They said they thought it was a good system.
Right.
We never officially talked about this.
Yeah, that's why I don't like doing it mid game.
But the other thing is that he is also more likely to crit than anyone else.
No, I'm not.
No, he's not, because he has to roll a natural 20.
He has to hit touch AC.
Well,
with the weapon.
I'm likely to confirm, maybe.
He's more likely to confirm.
Well, that's a critical. That's when you...
But this is a technologically advanced weapon.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like having a laser.
Right.
I will say, until we...
I would say,
come
look,
up with a
if
communal
you don't wanna,
idea,
I,
you can take two cards, and if one of the options allows you to do up to quadruple damage, then you don't get the effect. That's my ruling for now.
All right.
If you want to just do double damage, you can do the double damage and the effect, or whatever it ends up being. But I can't. I have to sit with this not on the air. And
what's really funny? I'm bludgeoning and piercing, right?
Yes. You still get double the options.
All of them are double damage, so it's just quadruple damage.
Yeah. See, they're all double damage. So.
Yeah, they always are.
They're almost all double damage.
They're not.
They're not. This is an honestly weird gambit of the cards. But okay, if you want to, we can statistically analyze this deck later. But
yeah, I mean, okay, so you can have.
Seriously, Grant, if this was my game again, you do whatever you want, Troy.
Well, I'm just
up in your fucking alabaster castle.
All right, let's times four this shit.
Yeah, you can do it times four, no effects.
All right, up close and down.
And then I want to go so I can miss again. Let's keep this moving. Oh God! What did I say?
32.
What did I say?
This is why I didn't.
Exactly.
32.
But that's the actual critical. That's according to the rules. That is what. If
that is what I would get.
All.
Okay, with no cards whatsoever, zero cards, I would get that with a times four critical.
I totally understand. We just don't play that way. Like if I hit my orcs, it hit you guys with the times three falchion, you would have been dead most of the time in early game on a crit. So that's why we didn't do it. But for
wait.
This time, I'll
wait,
let you take your
wait, wait, no, that doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
I'm saying my
you were
some
you
of
were
my
gimping
orcs,
your orcs.
Well, no, I wasn't. I would take a card.
You don't take a card
because
they're
unnamed
characters.
Right. But I had named characters that had falchions, is the point, and I didn't. I took the cards because that's what the system is in place.
Did you take
I'm happy
two cards?
To, yeah, I took two cards, but I didn't do triple damage. I'm okay with doing it for this time because we called it, but I do want to take the thing under advisement. I appreciate
last thing
the
I have to say. Last thing,
like,
last thing I have to say. Is that being able to choose from the best card does not amplify my results in the same way that the multiplier would on the card.
Yeah, it's really...
Last thing I'll say. I go from like a 1 or like a 2 times bonus to a 2.1 times bonus, and sometimes less than that based on the cards I draw.
Right. I totally agree with you
which
that
which still
it's
makes my
underpowered,
weapon which
but
makes
not
my weapon
make it,
it makes my weapon less powerful than everyone else's or the same.
I totally agree with you, gender powered.
There's
just,
no
I'm not going to make it overpowered.
I'm just saying there's no other weapon in the game that's a times 4.
It's 33 technically with the plus 1.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you did significant damage to the Drake. And now it is Ben Vereen's turn. Can you do 33 points of damage with Ben Vereen?
I don't think Ben Vereen's even going to attack him.
Then I'm going to take a 5-foot step back.
Yeah, okay. No. Ben Vereen does not attack. He doesn't know what to do. He's freaked out.
Oh, you didn't. You weren't able to push him.
Right.
All right. It is the Alpha Drake's turn, and he attempts to break out of the net.
Is that a d20 roll?
Yes.
Roll 2.
I rolled a 20. 2 20s.
Two natural 20s?
Two natural 20s.
All right.
So he breaks out of the net, and the net shreds to the ground.
Okay.
And that's his full
round. And that's a standard action. That's a full round?
Full round action with a net.
Does it provoke an attack of opportunity?
Get out of my face.
Does it?
No.
You know that it doesn't?
It should.
I don't know.
It should.
I don't know that you do, but I also don't know you don't, so he doesn't. It's Galabras' turn.
I will step forward and proffer another bit of luck, this time to a non-Mustelid.
Ooh, Mustelid.
Nice.
Instead, I will give it to Lork.
Nice. I need it.
By the way, the Wolverine's Latin binomial is gulo gulo, and gulo is Latin for glutton.
Huh.
It's glutton glutton.
Yeah, he's, once he gets hit, He's gluttonous.
Glutton for potatoes.
You know, in Cuba, Cuba,
for
Ricky
raw
Ricardo
potatoes
would have been Ricardo. Ricardo.
I almost want to take your turn away.
That would be fair.
Gormley, you're up.
So I'm on Reginald now, and I want to do a full withdrawal.
Full withdrawal with Reginald.
Riding Reginald.
So you got to. It's just a ride check?
I don't think it is. It's just a regular move, regular action.
I think with the horse, you have to do some sort of ride check.
Typical riding actions don't require checks. Yeah. You can saddle, mount, ride, and dismount from a mount without a problem.
Gormley and Reginald ride off
they
into the
take
sunset.
Off.
I mean, I'm not going to go all the way. I'm just
come back,
going
Shane.
So you're going to like the mouth of the cave?
Well, it provokes an attack, one attack.
With a full withdrawal?
With a full withdrawal. Cause, yeah, because he can only move out of one threatened square, but that thing has reach.
Can I go the long wing? And?
Oh, no. You were right next to it. If you're going to move away at all, you're going to provoke.
Right.
But unless it's like a full withdrawal. To get through the squares, though, there's...
Because it has reach, what happens is...
Attack of opportunity.
I understand.
Yeah, it's just because it has reach.
Think about it. It's right there. You're on a horse. If you go to ride away, it just gets a swipe at you.
But that's what the full withdrawal takes away.
Full withdrawal takes away one square. This thing threatens two squares.
Oh, I see what you're saying. All right,
fine. It bites you for minimum 8 damage. But now here's an interesting thing. It has plus grab for a bite.
Oh, boy.
So I think even though it's an attack of opportunity, it gets a free attempt.
That would be crazy.
Yeah. What a grab. Gormley or the horse?
Yeah, you have to say.
Who it bit at Gormley. So it pulls you off the horse.
If I take damage, I have to roll to stay in the saddle. So do I do that before you go or after? Or does it matter?
Let me... This is interesting. Be crazy. Roll to stay in the saddle.
Guys, thanks for listening to the last episode of Glass Cannon Podcast, where we tear Troy limb from limb at the end of it.
I love it.
Okay, I made it. It's a 23 on a DC.
Oh, nice. And well, let's see if I have a choice.
Out of the saddle.
25 against your CMD.
Oh, God, that definitely is.
So you jump on Reginald, like, see you guys, and it just grabs you in its claws and grapples you.
With its mouth.
Grapples you in its mouth.
And Reginald keeps running.
And Reginald keeps running. Well, no,
he's safe.
I mean, you were able to stay on the horse, so it's grappling you, and Reginald is underneath you.
Oh, wow, that's not as fun.
I like the flavor of the one that was going to kill me.
This will be more fun. Lork, you're up. Run.
All right,
still round.
Lork is going to swing at this thing. Bit of luck. Bit of luck. He'll take a swing. Hits with the falch.
Hits with the falch.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It was a hit and a miss. 6 damage.
6 damage.
Gormley is hurting pretty bad in the mouth of the Drake, by the way.
In the mouth.
Well, it's going to have to release you if it wants to keep attacking.
Of the
anyone,
Drake.
So I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Round 4. Old Crit Juice himself, Baron. Only rolls over 20.
That's so not true, and my character is so ineffective
D100s to attack.
This is like the third critical he's had in the entire run of the show.
Three too many.
I'm not arguing that.
Troy hates anytime the players are happy.
This is like
furious.
This is like how
furious.
This is like how Troy only remembers the three times his family has said they loved him. But true. Most of the time, like 98% of the time, they hate him.
Okay. True.
So I am going for the up close and dead. Not up close and deadly because I have no grit. But I'm going for point blank, and I'm going for the equivalent of power strike, whose name I forget right now, but I don't want to open it.
Deadly strike.
Deadly aim.
Ooh.
Miss. 10. Unless a 10 against touch AC hits.
It does not.
Against this giant guy? He's large?
It doesn't. It's just out of the way. Ben Vereen.
This deadly aim, it gives you a minus to hit and bonus damage on
minus two plus four for me now.
Minus two plus four.
Once you have a base attack bonus of plus four, it goes up to.
All right, come on. Come on, Ben Vereen. When he gets mad at him, he calls him by his first and last name. Benjamin! Get in there and attack that beast. It was on an 18 on the edge of my book and then fell off and became an 11. Uh-huh. God damn
it. Does it stay in the place it was or does it move up to
attack? You can do whatever you want with it. Like, if think it would naturally attack, it can. But, like, it's not going to do what it would unnaturally do.
It starts running out of the cave.
Okay. That seems kind of pussy-ish. But, hey.
Well, it sees something on a carcass it can go chew on.
Typical cowardly Wolverine. A species known for its cowardice.
Yeah, known for its cowardice and its love of vegetables.
Now, a very
Skid, your words are saying one thing, but your voice, your tone is saying another.
I don't know what you're talking about.
A very angry Alpha Drake is about to unleash its fury on the nearest combatant.
Now remember, which in its Lord. Jaws,
it releases Gormley. It releases the witch.
Okay. There you go.
And you're goes free. To bite.
And flicks it against a wall, and now you're a quadriplegic for the rest of your days. But you can fly, so it's okay.
It power bites Lork.
Power Ooh. Bite.
Four. 16 points of damage. And then it whips around with its tail, also at Lork. 14 to hit is a miss, yes?
Yes.
Yep.
And pink off the half plate.
With its giant tail, but you feel breast the tail plate. Hit and like again, you feels feel like that you're getting hit by a wave. Tree.
Yeah.
But you brace yourself. Galabras.
Okay.
Gelabrus.
Galabras is going to once again utter the command words for his armor. Huskroth.
Can you do that more than one time per day?
Yeah, I'd use three five rounds. I have five total rounds.
Oh, wow.
So I have two more rounds to spend it on.
You're stepping between Baron and his target.
Oh, I've gone the other way.
There you go.
That's some good leadership there, Lork.
I say.
Not a lieutenant for nothing.
I say to the Drake.
Hate the Drake.
We came from the bottom, now we're here. We came from the bottom, now the whole team fucking here. It's Drake. All right. and in addition...
How do you know all these Drake lyrics?
I don't know.
Drake's great.
He remembers every single thing he hears.
We went to Texas, and we were hanging out with our friends, and we were watching Drake videos all weekend. All right. I'm going to spend...
I'm jealous. Sounds like a great time.
It was a really fun time. We had a bunch of tacos. I'm going to spend a bottle cap.
Oh! Where did we get this bottle cap from?
You probably don't remember this.
I don't.
But I said something that you found funny at our fantasy football draft. I don't remember what it was. You said, that was really funny. You know what? I'm giving you a bottle cap for the next time we play whatever game. That's what this is from. I wish I could remember what I said.
I have to trust you on that.
I'm sure it was golden, so I'm going to...
This podcast is going off the rails.
I know. All right, rolled a four, and... All right, well, you know, I rolled poorly two fucking times.
All right, Giant Galabras is in the room, though. Gormley, you were just bitten, and your movement stopped.
So there are now two other people between me and the Drake.
Yes.
I try to ride away... How many attacks of opportunity am I going to provoke?
is it still one, or is he safe now?
It's up to you.
Let me take a look.
It's
at
a
the
new
map
round for
here.
The Drake, so he's got one to give.
I'm a giant man between the Drake and her.
Gormley, so. You can escape freely.
All right. Gormley is good.
Because now Lork and Galabras are between Gormley and
right.
the Drake.
So I don't even need to do a full withdrawal. I can just do a move action.
Correct. Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
I'm going to ride Ben Vereen. What's
you're going to ride?
Wait. You'll kill him.
I'm going to ride.
Get off that Wolverine.
That's not what he's for.
Is he a heavy horse or a light horse?
He's heavy, right?
He ain't heavy. He's my.
He's a draft.
Reggie.
No, he's not. He's a war horse, right?
Yeah,
so
he's a war horse.
That's a heavy horse.
So his movement speed is 50 feet. So I'm just going to ride him up next to Baron.
Oh, okay.
And then turn him around. And then I'm going to...
I'm so confused. How did you get back on this horse?
I was always on the horse.
No.
He halted the movement by grabbing me. And then I'm going to cast Cure Light Wounds on Reggie.
Oh, on Reggie. Okay.
You are such a typical high school horsewoman, by the way.
Roll to
all you care about is fucking horse, and we're dying here.
Eight.
Eight. Okay, so you see some of the wounds. The bite wounds are healing, and the acid seems to be, looking more subdued, but it is still a wounded horse. And it is Lork's turn.
Okay, Lork will attack again with the falchion. He's getting bloodied up here. He's getting beat up. 17 to hit.
17 hits.
17 will hit, and I will do 10 points of damage with that falchion.
Snap. Okay, round 5. Baron, you're up.
Baron's going to try to roll a critical on this bitch.
Okay. Instant death.
16 against touch.
16 against touch is a hit.
G minus 4.
What's minus 4 for?
We're in melee combat.
Unless you have point blank master.
No, well then.
No, it's called precise shot.
Precise shot, yeah.
Well then, 12.
12.
It's still touch.
Yep, 12 against touch is a hit.
There you go. This thing's all natural armor.
10 points of damage.
And you kill.
Yes! Yeah! I knew it had to be low.
Troy is so disappointed right now.
Well, he did 32 points of damage.
I just want to apologize to the fans. You didn't get to hear the Drake
kill. Points of damage in plenty of things. You've done over 30 points of damage in attack
on a coup
before.
De grace.
It was a coup de grace.
Yeah, to be fair.
But no. But that was like straight up by the rules.
Yeah, that's a gun.
That was a gun. Max damage on a crit.
That's
all that was.
There it is.
I get so bummed out.
I think it's good. I think it's good for the podcast because most D&D games is mostly just arguing.
That's true.
I don't think we're playing true to the game itself by not having more arguments.
More litigation. Let's have more litigation.
That's really what it's all about. That's what people tune in every week to hear. Okay, so you have killed this giant, large creature, this large alpha drake. It's bleeding out. Has blue blood, actually, which is interesting, kind of leaking out onto the ground.
It was a royal
alpha drake. Royal alpha drake.
Like Lord turns around and says, Benjamin, come here right now.
Benjamin.
The opera.
Come here.
The opera singing alien from Fifth Element or everyone in Virtuosity. Also had blue blood.
All right, so Lork wants to go find the treasure.
Yeah, me too.
Me too. Reginald also.
So I'll start walking into the cave from whence it came.
You walk in and you just have to like cover your face because it stinks, and you see a rotting carcass of a cow on top of a pile of reeds, and the whole room, this other part of the cavern is like a second chamber. It's just covered with dirty, soiled reeds and animal carcasses. But you can tell this cow carcass was what he was feasting on as the appetizer to Reggie. And that's what you see. Oh, you also find treasure.
Nice, nice.
Apart from the cow?
Matthew, get your book out.
Apart from the dead cow? Lying among the reeds is a mud-caked buckler.
You can have another buckler.
Jackpot.
A masterwork heavy pick. An elixir of something. An oil of something. A potion of something. A scroll.
Ooh.
11 platinum pieces.
Ooh.
40 gold pieces.
Ooh.
70 silver pieces. And a bloodstone, I'll save you the time, worth 50 gold pieces.
Ah, very nice.
You detect magic from the elixir, the oil, the potion, the scroll.
Buckler? The buckler?
Buckler? And the buckler.
Oh, I knew it, because it was mud caked. Wait, yeah. 40 gold pieces?
I can wear a buckler over my
head. Yeah, I got it.
Sure. You got all the money? Yeah. Damn, that was fast. Matthew's like an accountant.
My right. one skill is my fingers can type.
Oh, boy.
All right.
They can type.
You did mount the horse from behind. That's how they inseminate him.
I told you, Rag, we'll talk later.
Up to the wrist.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, so who wants to do what?
Could I spellcraft the magic stuff?
Yeah, I'll allow a general spellcraft for all the items.
I guess to make sure it's high then.
I know.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, you can.
Oh no, wait.
You can just
bit
take
of luck.
10.
I give him a bit of luck.
Okay.
Galabras.
22.
22.
Thank you.
It is an elixir of swimming.
Oh yeah, that would have come in handy.
An oil.
2 episodes ago.
Hey, Lorik, you want to go in a time machine and give that to yourself?
He shamefully takes that.
There is an oil of flame arrow.
I like that.
Mm.
A potion of resist energy.
Ah.
And it's tied to electricity, so it's a resist electricity. Okay. And a scroll of Spear of Purity.
What is that?
I gotta look that one up.
I have never heard of it.
It's from Ultimate Magic. Spear of Purity. It sounds pretty cool. It sounds like something Lork would want to use. And also, it's a
scroll?
Yep, a scroll of Spear of Purity.
You hurl a pure white or golden spear of light from your holy symbol.
That's awesome.
It's a cleric spell.
Cleric, that's nice.
Affecting any one target within range is a ranged touch attack. Oh my god. It does 1d8 points of damage per two caster levels. So that's 2d8. If it's an evil outsider, it takes 1d6 per level. So 4d6.
Wow.
If it's an evil outsider. And it's blinded for one round.
Oh. You know what this is like? It's like Dark Souls.
It's the lightning bolt.
Yeah.
The Dark Souls. What's that faction? I don't remember.
You got the chime. Pretty cool. And it's a +1 buckler.
Nice.
It's
actually kind of legit.
That's a legit AC boost for the bucklers among you.
I really want to take shield proficiency because I can wear a buckler and shoot a gun at the same time. But I have to take it.
I so do. You,
how does that affect your crits, though?
I don't know.
That's a primary concern.
I don't know. If you want to be a buzzkill every time something cool happens,
I'm just
go
curious.
Ahead, Troy.
I just want to know how that affects crits. Okay, so you guys have Reggie, and are you just kind of taking him up and down the shore? Like
nude.
Wind blowing in your elongated hair.
It's like Black Beauty.
Yeah, I mean, is it still hurt? Is he still hurt? Does he need?
Yeah, he's still pretty fucked up.
I ride up to Galabras and I say, Galabras, I think Reggie here could use a little help.
I shall help him. Well, so you could also channel there, Galabras.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm down and the Wolverine's down. And
I could use a little help as well.
Okay. I'm going to once again bust out my replica Roman gold-plated six-sided dice for channeling. Wow, wow, wow. 7 points for everybody.
Nice.
And I can do it again, actually. Six more points.
Nice. So you still got a few channels left. You I think you've used up all your rounds of your armor, but you still got channels left.
Yeah.
And you guys didn't burn a ton of spells. So
literally all.
Yeah, Lork didn't use any of the
spells.
All
your spells. Oh, that's right. But you did well. Okay, great. So you guys
so
make your way back
to the boat.
Yeah, they have to put the gangplank out to get Reggie back on the boat. And
that's so badass.
Rag.
Save the horse.
Rag is so grateful. Thank you. Thank you so much for doing that. You are truly earning your keep, to say the least, on this boat. Thank you. And he rubs the horse. And the horse just kind of goes away from Rag and nestles right up to you.
Oh.
Gormley. He kind of ignores Rag. Seems to have taken a liking to you. Well, we'll need the old girl when we go upstream.
It's a girl?
Reggie?
Yes.
Reginald.
Reginald.
It's Reggie.
All right.
Yeah.
Regina.
I love how he's made a mistake, and he's just like, yep,
nope.
Yep, nope.
You never checked its situation. I did say that you inseminated it earlier, so yeah.
It's Regina, and if you're in Australia, it's Regina.
Reggie the girl.
Canadian.
Either way.
So he's very grateful. You bring it back to the stables. You have a moment with this horse. Adores you. Like, it knows now that, like, you're not just a cool person that liked it when you first saw it on the boat. It knows that you saved it. And it has an instant, deep, deep connection to you.
Oh, fuck. It's like we named a lobster.
Are you going to eat it?
Were you planning on killing it and eating it?
No. Now,
you're French. That explains everything.
Were you planning on boiling it alive?
Now no one can.
Oh, I was really looking forward to eating that horse, but now we can't. That's a good point.
All right, Alpha Drake. Are you
planning on boiling it alive?
All of these horse webs.
Oh, actually, I'm going to harvest the meat from these drakes. See if I can make a little special fricassee.
A little Drake stew.
A little Drake stew.
Some Drake casserole.
Well, I like to call them Drake cakes.
I thought you were going to go Drake steaks, but I like Drake cakes
no,
better.
Drake cakes.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm sure that'll feed everyone. You guys will never have to fish again.
Drake's cakes, just without the apostrophe.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, because there's multiple Drakes. So, yeah.
All right, so you come. Gormley comes back with Reggie. And Galabras comes back with a bunch of Drake meat. And then, Baron and Lork come aboard, and Halrax is there. And she's kind of like tapping her toe, and Blood Tusk is looking at her like, all right, wait. And then he's, after the boat kind of gets ready to shove off, he's like, well, I hate to look a gift horse in the mouth, but we'll be needing your strength downstairs to row the boat whenever you can. My men are tired. We've already lost some time in order to stay ahead. I need you, Baron, and you, Lork, to row the boat, if that's all right.
I am just really trying to deal with, like, how lazy this crew is compared to us. Like, it's insane. They don't do anything.
What did you guys do before we got here?
The boat. The boat just sat in the middle of the river, spinning this way and that.
If only we could charter some passengers.
Everybody was just murdered every time one creature landed on the deck.
This is exactly like when you won't give Tyari Vivados a donation. You're like, you always come in and like, hey, can you heal me? We'll give you a donation. Then she heals everybody, and then she's got her hand out, and you're like, oh, you can't just heal us for free? We're doing a service to the town.
All we did was actively try to save her life and the rest of the town that she lives in. That's all we did.
What's
that worth?
I just think that Troy is getting his like master's in psychology right now, and he's running some stupid like psychological test.
Troy has got low blood sugar.
I do have low.
That's
blood
what
sugar.
It is. He's on a juice cleanse. We should take say notes. He's on a juice cleanse right now.
All right,
I haven't eaten. He has not eaten 48 hours.
He's had no solid food in 2 days, and you're running a game.
Do you really? Was that really you want us to row now?
Yeah.
Is it nighttime yet?
It's time for the second shift.
Oh my god!
Wow.
Gormley raises. Is Halrax there?
Halrax is there. Wait.
So crazy. Gormley raises her
Lork
hand.
Says, well, I mean, Lork is fine with it.
Gormley raises her hand and says, "I'll join you all."
No, I think that's do what you want.
Can you pass a strength check
with her hair?
With my hair,
she can with her hair.
Oh my god, the hair on a. Or that's awesome.
She's as strong as you, I think, with her hair.
I have a +3 bonus to strength with my hair. It's my intelligence modifier.
Yeah.
Well, now Lork is officially Halrax
is like, oh, this should be great. No, Rag, let her go. Let all three of them go. This is going to be a blast. Maybe I'll send the whole crew off on a break and just let the three of them row us right into the rocks. Come on, you pansies!
I actually offer Gormley to go ahead of me because I have zero strength bonus and I've been working on the back of the boat. But if I have to go, I have to go.
It's up to you. You don't have to. If Gormley wants to go in your stead,
I'm originally requested to. I'm improving their boat, so I have zero strength bonus, and I think my mind's best like making that fishing area better.
Okay, I mean,
are you better with your hair? Do you have some sort of bonus with your hair?
I have +3.
All right, it'll be more fun anyway.
I was doing it to earn Halrex's respect.
Unless I have a fisherman's bonus.
You can do profession sailor if anyone has profession sailor. Otherwise, it will be a strength check.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, so you guys go down there, and we need you to shove off. So Lork and Gormley roll a strength check.
So Gormley's hair just... grows, and forms into a giant, like, hook and just grabs the ore.
Oh, now I've seen everything!
How could I possibly have not had exertion queued up? Getting ready to row! All right, here we go. I'm rolling a, is it a strength check?
Mm-hmm. Gorma's going to cast Guidance on herself very quietly.
Failed. Like, of course! 14. The first time in front of Halrax.
14.
5 for Lork.
Oh, this is great. Do you need some help there, missus? Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not talking to the woman. I'm talking to the giant green man that can't move the oar. Do you need some help? Do you want me to come down there and change your diaper before I help you row the boat? Rag, take him back. Throw him back overboard. He's better crocodile feed than he is a rower. You piece of shit!
Oh my god.
Killer.
Move to the other side of the boat.
You better take it down a notch, or we're gonna have trouble. I just slipped a little on the water is all.
Well, you're gonna have to do better than that.
Well, let me do another strength check.
You'll have to try again later.
Let me help him. Let me give him a shoulder rub. Before he tries again.
I must be winded from going out there and saving your horse.
So Gormley, meanwhile, is just rowing away, and you're doing it, but struggling, and she's berating you the entire time. Like, that's her way of motivating, and you hate it. This is a fucking orc, too.
Yeah.
This is like...
No, I'm like, my his blood is
much more visceral than just, like, another half-orc. You kind of... It's not like you fear her, but it's different. There's a more rabid quality to that. Meanwhile, on deck... Baron, you're working at the fishing, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I'm still trying to improve it for the ship still and rebuild to get that.
And you're making significant progress. You're going down there.
You can see, like, little scaffolding and, like, a little sheet over it, so tarpaulin, so no one can see what's going on. Like, I want it to be, like, kind of a big reveal.
Right. And Urug said, I know you really want to do this right now, but I was thinking maybe I could just take a nap. Can we maybe pick up on this later? Or if you want to keep going, I'll meet up with you after dinner and we could keep working some more. I just
so shady.
Kind of take a rest.
Sense motive on him?
Sure.
So
shady.
Well,
let me look at my sense motive. 13.
He seems like he's tired.
So are you just resting?
Rest. Yeah. Oh, can I go take a nap?
Can I take a nap with you? Like in the same room? Is that cool? Can I just call you? Hey, no. We all sleep. No. Before you act like a weirdo, we all sleep in the same room, ass to face, all night long, just like Rag Blood Tusk asks us to. Yeah, because, you know, head to toe, genitals don't line up. So I was just thinking, we'd be in the same room, we'd be chilling, we could talk before we go to sleep. It'd be
right,
cool.
Now, in all honesty, you think that he's really just tired.
So right. You don't know that you made a bad roll.
Your metagame knows that he has to go.
All right, I'll let him go then.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
So he goes up to bed. And there's no one else on the deck except Galabras. I'm assuming you're still going up and down from the store and working in the kitchen.
I'm filleting the Drake. I'm making yodels.
Are you in the galley or are you?
No, I'm in the galley.
Turning the Drake meat into pastries.
Did anything really cool come up on the critical fisherman roll, by the way? Anything awesome? Or doesn't matter.
I don't remember. When was it?
You said Dungeness crabs, lobster.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Everything.
River shark. Everything works. Lobster. Roll a perception check, Baron.
Okay. 11.
You, for the first time, you're above deck, and there's no one else on deck. You see Captain Bloodtusk up on the pilot deck, and he's just kind of like dozing in and out as he steers the ship. And you realize that you're alone on the deck. Is there anything you want to do?
Where did you say the people that I was thinking of were?
What people?
You just said...
There's people rowing downstairs, and then you would think that everyone else is up in the crew cabin.
What about Rag? Where do I think he is?
Rag is up on the pilot deck, dozing off, and Halrex is below deck as well.
Oh, God, I want to sneak into Rag's place so badly. Oh, I want to do it.
Are you
so badly?
He's falling asleep.
Well, it's not like as if they're not trying to kill us anyway.
I'm pretty stealthy.
Try it.
Take your armor off.
Yeah, that's
I'm
going
to sneak in there.
All right, so you're going into the chart room.
Mm-hmm.
roll a stealth check.
Oh, there
23.
You go.
Clink.
You open the door and close it gently behind you, and you're in the chart room.
I want to take a look through the charts, especially the ones I saw Halrex hide the other day.
So in the middle of the room is a large oval table that just sort of fills the entire center of the room. It's not a huge room. There is a detailed map of the border region between Belkson and Lasswall, focusing around the Esk and the Kestrel waterways, like pretty much the track that you're going on, but you see a much larger version of the map. And it's spread on the table next to a leather-bound ledger.
I look through the ledger.
It looks like gibberish.
Linguistics.
Is it in Orcish?
No, it seems to be written in a simple cipher that doesn't make any sense.
Linguistics. Do you have linguistics?
I don't have linguistics.
Call me in.
I don't know how to call you in from here. It makes no
sense. Yell, scream.
Fire. How many pages are in the ledger?
Gun. Just like up in the air.
Boom! It goes back months. I mean, you could take the ledger.
I almost want to copy it, but I don't know how long it is.
You definitely wouldn't have time. It's written in a cipher that you don't even understand.
You would know that I am an expert in this.
Yeah, I know. I understand. I'll take the ledger.
Take the ledger and go back out.
No, there's not going to be a key to his chest. There's not going to be a key to Rags' chest, I don't think, in there.
Fucking Baron, such a snoop.
The only other thing in his room was the bed, the weird Chelish devil painting, and the ivory inlaid chest.
There was also wine.
I'd have whiskey.
And here is a picture of the map that I drew.
Oh, wow.
Can I sketch that map? For the people,
the map quick. Sketch the map and kind of key out the important things that they write on there. You see,
it's nothing different than we already knew.
Yeah,
right?
We don't. But we'll take a picture of this for the Twitter and the Tumblr and everything.
So Gormley can see it on Tumblr.
But there's nothing on the map that suggests like, oh, this is the point where we'll. There's no names of cities or towns that we weren't expecting. Like,
there's nothing you weren't expecting.
Of course,
you just see like castles along the riverbank that are probably trading posts or, you know, maybe way stations.
How much longer is the current row session?
It's got a couple hours.
Person whose belongings I went through their chest in the common room earlier. Do I know their name and if they're currently rowing?
You don't know. You don't know, but there's a bunch of people in that room up there.
Oh, they're busy up there?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you would know that the only people rowing are me and Gormley.
Yeah. So I'm not...
Well, there's a couple orcs with you, too. No, a couple half-orcs, rather.
No, there isn't.
Just you guys.
I was down there. You're not down there.
Yeah, he's so strong. He did such a great strength check.
I'm everywhere.
To be fair about that, by the way, Gormley can only do the hair for about 4 minutes, so...
All right. You make Lork look bad.
She's mocking you the whole time.
Before I leave this room, I want to do one more quick perception check on it.
Okay, yeah, you do feel like time is of the essence. You've got in there and you...
27.
27 in there. You see a locked... wooden footlocker at the end of a hammock where you would assume Coxswain Halrex sleeps.
Check it for if it's locked or not?
It is locked.
Okay, I leave.
Okay, you leave with the ledger or without the ledger?
With the ledger.
With Heath Ledger.
Well, and I try to find Galabras as soon as I can.
Okay, so you...
And sleight of hand, it's in my duster. Like, it's where I hide my pistol all the time. Okay. So I'm using sleight of hand to hide it as I walk out.
And you walk into the galley to show Galabras?
If I know where he is.
Yeah, you would know.
You would know he's been going up and down.
I say, hey, can I borrow you, Galabras? And I pull him out. And we kind of find a clandestine location, which may be the storeroom.
Gosnock is cooking with Galabras, so maybe you can go downstairs into the storeroom.
But those doors open up to where Halrex is, don't they?
Yeah, but I don't think she would necessarily come through there.
Okay.
Right?
She's busy riding Lork.
Yeah, she doesn't leave that until the shifts are over. Okay, do you show the ledger to Galabras?
Oh, hell yes, I do. He's my friend.
Okay, Galabras, you can roll a linguistics check.
What is this?
I tell him that I found it alongside the map, whose vague sketch I get him, and I say it makes neither hide nor hair to me, but we got to figure out what's going on. We've had enough people trying to get at us this whole trip.
I pore over it as quickly as I can, asking for the divine favor of Desna as I do it, giving myself a bit of luck.
Oh, this hell is
very
yeah.
important.
Yes.
24.
24. So, Galabras, you're looking at this, and it's this weird, it's written in code, but very quickly you're like, I understand this. This makes sense to me. Maybe it's your time being on a ship. It would make sense that you're like, I understand what they're trying to write here. And for the most part, the ship's cargo seems like pretty mundane. But the most recent and curious entry reads, Bakara. The horror of the Mwagi Expanse.
No!
Shut the fuck
fucking
up.
Way!
Lork and Gormley roll a perception check.
Oh, man.
No fucking way.
Lork rolled a 19.
Gormley rolled a 10.
So Gormley is struggling. The hair, that hair boost that got things going has slowed down. Now you're really struggling to keep this rowing. And she's riding you. Halrex is riding you. Lork, you've kind of found your footing a little bit, but she's riding you so much.
I just rolled a 21 on a strength check. Okay. There. I decided to do it.
She's focused her attention now more on Gormley. And she's riding the half-orcs just as much as she's riding you guys. But they kind of take it like, oh, Halrex, you guys don't have the relationship with her yet. You hear... chains breaking. And then all of a sudden, the wall on the other side of the room, not where the storeroom is, but on those two doors.
Those doors that we didn't know where they went?
Well, next to the doors in the wall bursts open, and a giant four-armed gorilla... breaks through into the rowing deck.
Holy shit.
We'll see what happens next.
You are fucking kidding me.
Come on, no, right now. No, not now.
No fucking
I don't accept it.
No, no. Oh.
All right, I'll roll for initiative.
Oh.